Good morning. Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. As we continue on this journey of love in 2018, it's important to understand that God loves us even in our flawed condition. My goal is to encourage people to love again, to smile again, to laugh again, to be happy again. And it's all about choices. You see, we can choose to be sad. We can choose to be mad. We can choose to rehearse our hurt and pain over and over again. That prevents us from healing and provides ammunition for the enemy to further frustrate, irritate, and prevent us from receiving God's perfect love in our imperfect condition. The one thing that we all have in common is the blood of Jesus. You see, when God looks at us, He doesn't see all of our imperfections. He sees the blood of His Son, Jesus. God sees blank canvases waiting to be painted, drawn on, written on, songs to be written, buildings to be built, creative works, a new story for a brand new day that He blesses us with and allows us to see another day and correct some of the things that we have done wrong, to correct some of the things that we have said wrong, and to correct some of the things that we have thought wrong. Eloquently speaking, I had to learn the hard way that my imperfections, that my inadequacies, my limitations, my deficiencies, my failures, my blemishes, all of my shortcomings and my weaknesses does not change who I am. You see, all of those imperfections help me to be real and see me the way I was and the way I am, jacked up but healed. Somebody has to hear me this morning. None of us are perfect. We all have our flaws and our shortcomings, but it does not stop God from perfectly loving us in our imperfect condition. So I say this to say, be who you are. Dare to be different. Don't be afraid to shine your light even in your flawed condition. Moses did, Gideon did, Elijah did, the woman at the well did, the woman caught in adultery did, Zacchaeus did, David did, Ruth and Naomi did. The Bible is full of wonderful stories of imperfect people that were loved by a perfect God. Today's love challenge is to share one imperfection that you would like help with overcoming. You can list it in the comments, and if it's private in nature, you can inbox me. My objective is to promote the healing process that starts with healthy confrontation, with identifying the problem, acknowledgement, understanding your role in it and letting go of what does not belong to you, and taking ownership of your feelings and how what happened made you feel. And next comes accountability. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to allow it to affect your life? Will it prevent you from receiving God's love, or will it allow you to receive God's love and love again? Like me. And I have a big smile on my face right now. Eloquently speaking, I am an imperfect person that is loved by a perfect God. This is the Heartbeat of God, and this is Eloquently Speaking, Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. I love you with the love of God. Have an awesome day.